At ADP, we understand the importance of building the right team and offer the data insights to help. Just as importantly, our AI technology helps you pay the team accurately. Grow stronger with ADP. HR, talent, time, and payroll.
Hello, everybody. I'm Ed Robinson, and welcome to another exciting edition of The Robinson Show. On the program, we have Josh Miller. Josh is the host of the Back Row Cincinnati Bengals Show. The podcast is dedicated to covering content related to the National Football League Cincinnati Bengals. On the program, we discuss the Bengals game against the Ravens, Bengals offense and defense. Also, we talk Joe Burrow, head coach Zach Taylor, the Bengals' next game against the Kansas City Chiefs, and so much more. Josh is coming up after the break. Stay tuned. You're listening to The Robinson Show.
Need a last-second gift? Rethink it. The best gifts don't come with a price tag, and you can't buy them online. Patagonia and the Dirtbag Diaries present a four-part podcast series about unique gifts that change lives and bring people together outside. Give used, give back, give knowledge, and get inspired. Listen to the best gift on the Dirtbag Diaries podcast on Spotify.
The only thing better than grinding all night for your side hustle is your roommate picking you up with Mickey D's breakfast. The perfect pickup deal.
There's a deal for every morning at McDonald's.
Now enjoy a hot and spicy McChicken biscuit or sausage biscuit with hash browns for just $2. Price and participation may vary, cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
Need a last second gift? Rethink it. The best gifts don't come with a price tag, and you can't buy them online. Patagonia and the Dirtbag Diaries present a four-part podcast series about unique gifts that change lives and bring people together outside. Give used, give back, give knowledge, and get inspired. Listen to the best gift on the Dirtbag Diaries podcast on Spotify.
Stella Rosa Wines is giving you another reason to celebrate this holiday season. You have the chance at winning $500 for yourself. And surprise a loved one of yours by giving them $500 of their own. Just text WISH to 60688 to enter. Must be 21 plus. Standard message and data rates apply. Please celebrate responsibly.
Celebrate Stella Rosa.
The only thing better than grinding all night for your side hustle is your roommate picking you up with Mickey D's breakfast. The perfect pickup deal.
There's a deal for every morning at McDonald's.
Now enjoy a hot and spicy McChicken biscuit or sausage biscuit with hash browns for just $2. Price and participation may vary, cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
Celebrate this holiday season with Stella Rosa Wines and make sure you celebrate bigger than ever before. That means not only picking up your usual Stella Rosas, but also grabbing a few bottles of the full sparkling wines like Stella Rosa Black Lux and Moscato Rosé. Just like all Stella Rosa wines, they pair beautifully with any food, any crowd, and any jolly occasion. Pick up your Stella Rosa sparkling wines today.
Celebrate Stella Rosa.
Please celebrate responsibly.
Here's the only sound that's tolerable when a migraine attack strikes. Nurtec ODT Remezepan 75 milligrams can provide migraine pain relief, which can help break the silence. Nurtec is the first and only medication proven to treat and prevent migraines in adults. Don't take if you're allergic to Nurtec. The most common side effects were nausea, stomach pain, and indigestion. For important safety, prescribing, and patient information, visit NURTEC.com.
Celebrate this holiday season with Stella Rosa Wines and make sure you celebrate bigger than ever before. That means not only picking up your usual Stella Rosas, but also grabbing a few bottles of the full sparkling wines like Stella Rosa Black Lux and Moscato Rosé. Just like all Stella Rosa wines, they pair beautifully with any food, any crowd, and any jolly occasion. Pick up your Stella Rosa sparkling wines today.
Celebrate Stella Rosa.
Please celebrate responsibly.
Peacock is streaming your favorite shows, movies, live sports, breaking news, exclusive originals, and every live WWE pay-per-view. It's The Office, Chrisley Knows Best, and Peacock original shows like Punky Brewster. Peacock, watch for free, upgrade for more. Stream now at PeacockTV.com.
Stella Rosa Wines, already a favorite to enjoy. They're fun, they're flavored, always good to give and enjoy. And this season, they're helping you celebrate with something special. $500 for you after a hectic, crazy year. You could use it, but $500 also to give to anyone you want to. Maybe someone needs the extra boost right now. Enter to win it. Visit StellaRosaWines.com/wish. Must be 21 or older to enter. No purchase necessary. And please, celebrate responsibly. Stella Rosa Wines, already a favorite to enjoy. They're fun, they're flavored, always good to give and enjoy. And this season, they're helping you celebrate with something special. $500 for you after a hectic, crazy year. You could use it, but $500 also to give to anyone you want to. Maybe someone needs the extra boost right now. Enter to win it. Visit StellaRosaWines.com/wish. Must be 21 or older to enter. No purchase necessary. And please, celebrate responsibly. Stella Rosa Wines, already a favorite to enjoy. They're fun, they're flavored, always good to give and enjoy. And this season, they're helping you celebrate with something special. $500 for you after a hectic, crazy year. You could use it, but $500 also to give to anyone you want to. Maybe someone needs the extra boost right now. Enter to win it. Visit StellaRosaWines.com/wish. Must be 21 or older to enter. No purchase necessary. And please, celebrate responsibly. Stella Rosa Wines, already a favorite to enjoy. They're fun, they're flavored, always good to give and enjoy. And this season, they're helping you celebrate with something special. $500 for you after a hectic, crazy year. You could use it, but $500 also to give to anyone you want to. Maybe someone needs the extra boost right now. Enter to win it. Visit StellaRosaWines.com/wish. Must be 21 or older to enter. No purchase necessary. And please, celebrate responsibly.
The only thing better than grinding all night for your side hustle is your roommate picking you up with Mickey D's breakfast. The perfect pickup deal.
There's a deal for every morning at McDonald's.
Now enjoy a hot and spicy McChicken biscuit or sausage biscuit with hash browns for just $2. Price and participation may vary, cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
In passing yards and passing touchdowns. And Burrow with a first and 10. Mixon in the backfield, and he's hit off right out of the blocks that time by Washington. And a big time hit in the secondary with the completion out to the 41-yard line. It's a gain of 10. And on that quick slant, they got Higgins. He's into the secondary and brought down by Bynes. First and 10, fake to Mixon. Moving up Burrow and down. Wide open, he's got Higgins again inside the 15. Through there. First and 10, outside they go. Uzama gets the ball. Again, Evans in the slot. On the outside, caught by Chase. Thrilled by Clark. Was he in? At the three, yes, sir, he was.
Court.
This is second down and 7. Nice block by Jonah Williams in downfield. Look at this. On the fly, Boyd, foot race. That is 6. Leaping into the end zone, 68-yard strike.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the program. That audio was courtesy of CBS Sports. That was Kevin Harlan on the call. And Cincinnati Bengals quarterback Joe Burrow went off in this game. He threw for 525 yards and had 5 touchdown passes in the win over the Baltimore Ravens in Week 16 of the 2021 NFL season. To talk more about that game, also Mr. Burrow and the Bengals' next game, an important game against the Kansas City Chiefs, we want to welcome him back to the program. He's the host of the Back Row Cincinnati Bengals show, Mr. Josh Miller. Hey, Josh, welcome back to the program, and happy holidays, my man.
Ed, what's going on, man? Thank you so much for having me on. Happy holidays.
Same here, man. Thank you so much again for taking time out of your busy schedule to be on the program. So, Josh, give me your takeaways from the Bengals game against the Ravens.
I mean, it was just an absolute beatdown that I believe that this Cincinnati team wanted to do to another AFC North team to kind of establish themselves. Like, this is how it's going to be for the foreseeable future. This is what's going to happen. You let Joe Burrow cook, you're going to single up our receivers, you're going to single up Jamar and T, and you're going to let us let loose. Joe Burrow's going to let loose, and, you know, that's exactly what happened. It was great to see it, and finally we delivered what I believe is the knockout blow to the Baltimore Ravens for the AFC North title.
Yeah, it appears to be that way. I mean, consider we know Baltimore was really decimated. Of course, Lamar Jackson, again, did not play for the second week in a row due to an ankle injury. So let's get right into this game. And, again, the Bengals offense, we're going to get more into Joe Burrow in just a little bit. But the receivers, I mean, T. Higgins, 12 catches for 194 yards and two touchdowns. And, of course, Jamar Chase, 7 catches for 125 yards. T and Jamar just went off in this game. Give me your thoughts on their performances against the Ravens.
Well, this is just something that I believe has been a long time coming for the Cincinnati Bengals, especially this year. I mean, obviously, when we drafted Jamar Chase, you know, there was a lot of, like, should we take Panay and anything like that. But once it happened, everybody was like, well, this offense could really be high-powered. They could really let loose on teams. And, you know, who are you going to guard? And in this game, it was kind of like, who are you going to guard? Who are you going to take away? You're going to take T away, and then he still gets a 194. You're going to take Jamar away. He still gets 125. You're going to take Tyler Boyd away. He still gets 85 yards with a tutty. And so it's almost like it's just like relief. Like, okay, this is what we've been looking for. This is what this is what's going to happen in Cincinnati for the foreseeable future. And this is going to be our offense. This is going to be our identity.
All right, fair enough. And again, man, it's like a two-headed monster right there with T and Jamar. And also contributing on the offensive side was Tyler Boyd. 3 catches, 85 yards, and a touchdown. Give me your thoughts on Tyler's performance in this game.
Tyler's just that guy he hasn't gotten enough touches through the year. And, you know, you were hoping that it's like, okay, I hope he's not getting lulled to sleep. I hope he's, you know, happy with the amount of touches he's getting because we were still winning those games. But now that teams are taking away T. Higgins and they're taking away Jamar Chase, Tyler Boyd's opening back up, and it's almost like he's just right back to where he was last year and the year before. I said it last time I was on your show. It's like I would love to see Tyler Boyd get some more touches, and he finally has, and he's making the most of it. He's big on third down. He was big on third down against the Broncos, and then here he still makes plays. He has a real long, nice touchdown pass from Joe Burrow to him, and you know, he really shows us, like, who are you going to guard? Like, you got to pick your poison with the Bengals. So he's playing really well in the slot. He's got us out of a lot of really big chance and big third downs.
Absolutely. And then, of course, Joe Mixon did his thing on both the running and the receiving side. 18 carries for 65 yards and a touchdown. And he had also 6 catches for 70 yards and a touchdown. Just give me your thoughts on Joe's performance in this game.
I mean, he's one of our best weapons. When you can get him going, you can get him at least above 50 yards and more, and then you can get him going in the passing game. It's just he's so lethal, and he's so versatile. And we're starting to see that they're starting to use him more in the passing game, and there's, you know, and that's something that we wanted to see out of Zach Taylor's play calling. We wanted to see Joe Mixon get more out in space. We wanted to see him be more involved in the passing game, and you saw it here. He gets 6 receptions for 70 yards, and then he gets a touchdown with it too. He can make plays. You get him out in open space, there's no telling what he can do. I mean, he's just that talented. And then also on the ground game, he can also just pump the rock, and he can punch through some lines. And then, you know, if he's getting stacked up and getting stopped up, you can move him outside, run him out on the outside. He's just very versatile. He's a great weapon to have.
All right, and then another weapon on the offensive side, C.J. Uzomah, 5 catches for 36 yards in the game against Baltimore. Just give me your thoughts on C.J.'s play in this game.
He's not going to have those numbers like Travis Kelce is or George Kittle is, but what he does away from the ball and what he does with the ball is something special. He's one of those tight ends that looks for contact. He goes right at the defender because he knows he can either bowl him over or throw a stiff arm and get some extra yards. And then also on top of that, in the blocking scheme, in the blocking game, he's really, really good. And then he also gives this safety valve to Joe that allows Burrow to look downfield and know that, like, okay, if nothing's going to be open, I can dump it down to C.J. Uzomah. And that is just another, you know, security blanket that Joe has that allows him to, okay, now I can open up, I can let these routes develop a little bit more, because I know that CJ is going to be ready to go, ready for my pass. And he does well with that, and CJ does really good with that, and he's really fit into that role.
All right, awesome. Let's move along now to the other side of the ball. And on the defensive side for the Bengals, Trey Hendrickson, Pro Bowler Trey Hendrickson, two tackles and a sack in this game. Trey did his thing in this one. Give me your thoughts on Trey's performance in this game.
I mean, how great is this guy? He's already got the consecutive games with a sack record for the Cincinnati Bengals. I know he's going for the NFL one. He gets two more here. He's just been an absolute powerhouse. He's been, I would say, the best free agent signing that the Bengals have had probably in their entirety of a franchise. Because, you know, it's still obviously the signing free agents for the Bengals is very foreign, but finally we're getting into it. But he's been the best, and he's just been on fire. And, you know, he really brings a pass rush that this Bengals team did not have last year. And now he's on the tandem with him and Sam Hubbard on the other side. And they both work so well. And it feels like every play, if you watch Trey Hendrickson on that side, he's getting held pretty much every single game. So, you know, he's been a great addition to have. He's really helped his defense, especially when we've been so depleted in the linebacking room.
All right, and then the last time I had you on the program, Josh, we talked about Vaughn Bell. Well, Vaughn came through in this one, two tackles and an interception in this game. Just give me your thoughts on Vaughn's play in this one.
And he's just a leader. He's just, even though he's maybe not getting the numbers that a top safety would get, he's still out there. He's making plays. He's controlling the defense. Again, like I mentioned before, this linebacking room has been so depleted, and it's been really hard for them to catch back up with that. But he's really starting to help out this secondary, especially when it comes to guarding the best guys on the other team. You know, we had some trouble with Mark Andrews, but then at the end of the day, Von Bell still, you know, was able to get this team, you know, cinched up tight, and then got the interception to kind of close it out. And basically it was coffin nails after he picked it off. So he's been playing really well, and hopefully he continues that.
All right, and then, of course, last time I had you on the show, Josh, we talked about the impact that Joe Burrow has had immediately, not just with the franchise, but with the whole Cincinnati metropolitan area as well as the state of Ohio. And we know about his meteoric rise going from LSU to being drafted to the Bengals. Only in his second year in the league, he has already made big strides. In this game, 525 passing yards and four touchdowns. I mean, Joe, great talent, and also give a lot of credit to his offensive line in this game as well. Just give me your thoughts on Joe and his play in this game.
I mean, it's just historic, basically. So that's that 525 yards. That's the most a Bengal has ever thrown in a single game, four touchdowns, and then he lays it on top of it on a division rival that kind of called him out before. I don't know if you saw, but the defensive coordinator for the Baltimore Ravens before the game made some comments. Now, was it a little taken out of context? Yeah, but Joe Burrow made it apparent to say, okay, yeah, these comments that the defensive coordinator made, like, I was still thinking about that when I was throwing for these many yards and these many touchdowns. He wanted to lay it on. And, he's been absolutely incredible, and he was incredible against the Ravens. And I told you this last time I was on. I was like, if this Bengals team is going to go anywhere, if this team's going to do anything big in the, as in winning the division or winning a playoff game, Joe Burrow's going to have to cut down on his interceptions. He had zero here. He had zero last game. He's been playing clean football. And you could tell he's looking through his progressions a lot more. You're seeing him become a more tightened up quarterback. And then on top of that, his improv is absolutely incredible. He can scramble out of the pocket. He can make plays. He really is the guy. Again, a lot of people would like to redraft, and some would take Justin Herbert over Joe Burrow, but I'm still taking Joey B every time. It's just, you see his progression, and I think he's out of that class. He's still going to be the best quarterback here. And I think he's the top five quarterback in the NFL right now.
Indeed he is. I mean, and like you said, Josh, he's the right person for the franchise. And I think some people, and to give credit to Justin Herbert as well, Justin is a phenomenal talent, but Joey B, as you said, he's just phenomenal as well. He currently is top five right now in the league. I want to stay with Joe for a moment. I noticed that the NFL really since Thanksgiving has had a huge rise in COVID-19 cases. Joe Burrow, of course, always wanted to speak his mind. There's never a dull moment with Joe. He says that the reason there hasn't been any COVID cases on the Bengals roster is because there's a lack of a nightlife in Cincinnati. Is that true, Josh?
I'll tell you this right now. I've had plenty of nights in Cincinnati, some that I don't remember, but I've had plenty of nights in Cincinnati where the nightlife has been quite fun. I think it was kind of a poke fun at the city that he's in. I don't think he really meant anything by it. I thought it was kind of funny to see kind of some of the fans kind of, you know, hey, you know, get a little up in arms. But there's plenty to do here. We got plenty of great restaurants. You go down here, you got the Banks, which is like right in between the Red Stadium and the Bengals Stadium. Got some great bars and stuff. And then if you go over to campus, which is where, you know, I'm from, and you know it's going to be really lit on campus on Saturday. So, or I'm sorry, on Friday. And so, you know, there's things to do. There's things to do. I don't think Joe does that much. I think he's a stay-at-home kind of guy now. I know he's sacked up, and he's almost about to – I'm pretty sure – I know he's got a girlfriend. I don't think he's engaged yet, but I think he's heading that way. So I don't know how much he gets out.
Okay, because I said, man, when I talk to Josh, I'm going to ask him about that comment Joe made. He says not much nightlife in Cincinnati. Let me ask him this to reaffirm that. So, okay, so you heard it first from Josh. He says there's plenty of things to do in Cincinnati, ladies and gentlemen. And speaking of having a lot to do, Zach Taylor, this is only his third year as the head coach of the Bengals. Man, what a quick turnaround it's been for him. First year, 2-14. The COVID year last year, 4-11, 4-11-1. So far this year, he's 9-6. Just give me your thoughts on Zach and how he's progressed so far as the head coach of the Bengals.
I mean, it's just he gets better and better each week. You see his progression through the years and through the weeks, and he's not one to shy away from taking a lot of blame. You see a lot of times in his losses. You see it if you go back to the loss against the 49ers when, you know, he decided to run the ball towards the end and kick a field goal in overtime rather than going for the touchdown. He got a lot of criticism for that. And you know what? Then he comes out and he takes full responsibility. He says, yeah, that loss is on me. I need to, you know, I should have put it in Joe Burrow's hands. And he should have. But you're seeing him get better and better each week, and that's what you want to see. You want to see progression. You don't want to see regression. And, you know, Zach Taylor's done that. And then also on top of that, excuse me, his play calling is getting better, and he is letting Joe Burrow cook more, and he's letting the ball swing a little. If he can keep doing that, keep trusting his offense, and then throwing a little here and, you know, a little something here and there, this team could be really good and be really good for a long time. So I'm really happy that Zach is finding the success that he is, especially with the amount of flack that he's received over the past couple of years.
All right, rightfully so, and hopefully he can build on the program for many years to come. So now we have a big game for the Bengals. They're going to be at home against the Kansas City Chiefs. Kansas City, they've clinched the AFC West division. They're, for the moment, they're the number one seed, but a lot can change because Tennessee, Buffalo, and Cincinnati is right at their heels. Cincinnati could possibly be the number one seed if they can win this game this weekend. So let's start off with the Bengals defense. They're going to have their hands full because Patrick Mahomes is a once-in-a-lifetime talent. Tyreek Hill is going to be playing in this game. Travis Kelce is expected to be back. No Clyde Edwards-Helaire. He's expected to miss this game. But Mahomes, Hill, and Kelce, that's enough. So, and Josh, what do you think the keys, what do you think the strategy is going to be for the Bengals defense to neutralize Mahomes and the Chiefs' offense?
Well, if you want to draw up a game in which the Bengals are going to struggle with a matchup, it would be the Kansas City Chiefs, because not only do the Bengals, are they depleted at the linebacking room, they really do have a problem with stopping the tight end, especially if the tight end is their playmaker. You look back at being, you know, you look back at Mark Andrews in both games against the Ravens. He tallied over 100 yards with a touchdown in both games. And then on top of that, you go back to George Kittle. George Kittle absolutely decimated this Bengals secondary. So basically what you have to do is you've got to find a way to get have somebody else on the Chiefs beat us besides Travis Kelce. Shout out to UC, by the way. But you have to find a way to force Patrick Mahomes to throw the ball away from Travis Kelce. You can't let him beat you. You got to find a way to double team him. You got to find a way to contain him, because at the end of the day, I go with what a Vince Lombardi quote is here: don't let their best guy beat us. If the Chiefs are going to beat us, we're going to have to let their second or third guy beat us. Now, is that Tyreek Hill? Could be. Then we could scheme around Tyreek Hill or just find their next best guy. That's who's going to beat us. But it can't be Travis Kelce. If Travis has, over 150 with two touchdowns, then the game's pretty much probably decided.
All right, let's move along now to the other side of the ball now, where we have the Bengals offense has been red hot as of late with Burrow and Mixon and Chase, and also with Higgins and Boyd and company. And what do you think the strategy is going to be for the Bengals offense to score against Kansas City defense? We know that Honey Badger, Tyrann Mathieu has been battling some injuries. Kansas City's defense has been hot as of late with the likes of Frank Clark and Chris Jones. So what do you think it would be the strategy for the Bengals offense to get points against Kansas City's defense?
It's going to have to come down to how balanced can we be. Can we run the ball effectively in order to get the pressure off of our wide receivers and then get them open? I would put this receiving core pretty much against anybody else in the NFL, but that being said, Kansas City still has a good defense. There's a reason why they've won as many games as they have. There's a reason why they've clinched the AFC West. It's because they got a pretty good defense. You got to be able to get this ball out. You got to let Joe Mixon, get some yardage, have him get some confidence in him, have the offensive line get some confidence. And then also on top of that, it really is going to come down to the offensive line. You mentioned Frank Clark, who is an absolute powerhouse. I mean, he has had some injuries back and forth, but he's still out there. He's still got the defense, ready to rumble. And it's going to be decided in the trenches. And if the Bengals can get a really good ground game going, they can get Mixon to over 100 yards, which I do believe they can, then they can spread out their wide receiver room, and then they can start using T. Higgins. You can start using Ja'Marr Chase. And then also on top of that, these guys just make plays. So a lot of times you're going to have plays where Joe Burrow is just going to throw it up to T. Higgins, who's in double coverage, and T. is going to go up and get it like he did against Baltimore. Or Ja'Marr Chase, you're going to throw him a 5-yard route, and he's going to turn into a 25-yard route. So you got to maximize your explosive plays, basically, and then you also got to get a good ground game going. Take that heart and soul right out of the defense. But it's going to be a great matchup. If you all are a gambling man, I would say bet the over. Bet your entire life savings on the over. I'll tell you that.
Oh, wow. So you already called it already. Bet your entire life savings on the over already.
Yeah.
Then. And as you said it, it's all about balance. And normally a running game is always key. If you get a running game going, that sets the tone for a lot of things, and especially this time of the year, the weather gets a little bit colder and things of that nature. What's the weather forecast going to be in Cincinnati, Josh?
Well, with Ohio, it's different every day. It was 73 yesterday. And today it was 20 and spit and rain, and then tomorrow it'll probably be 55, and then on Sunday it'll probably be probably freezing cold. And then so I haven't checked the weather yet, but I can't imagine it's going to be good. But to be fair, both of these teams play in cold weather cities. I know Kansas City can get pretty chilly, and Cincinnati is, it's just hit or miss with the weather here. So it's going to be good. I don't think the weather is going to be that big of a factor for either team, just because I think they're both used to it. So I think it will come down to it. I'm really hoping for a really disgusting, football weather type of day, because I'm a fan of that. I'm a fan of, a lot of snow or a lot of rain and such, or just really bad weather football. But I'm a fan of it. So I don't think it'll be too much of a factor.
Yeah, rightfully so, man. The best games are always played in bad weather, and definitely hopefully we have a classic on Sunday with Kansas City and Cincinnati, and that's Josh Miller from the Back Row Cincinnati Bengals show. Josh, again, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to be on the program. Just let the listeners know what the Back Row Cincinnati Bengals show is all about.
Hey, thank you very much, Ed. I really appreciate you having me on. So the Back Row Bengals show is basically a podcast. We go Tuesday and Thursday. We just talk about the Bengals. We are not going to be going this Thursday because I will be traveling down to Dallas tomorrow to go watch the University of Cincinnati Bearcats beat up on the Alabama Crimson Tide. I can't wait for it. So I'll be traveling tomorrow. So you can find me there. Find me on any podcast network. And then also on top of that, if you like to read blogs, go over to fansided.com. That's fansided.com. head to the Bengals side, and you'll find blogs all from the Back Row Bengals show. And that's me writing it. So definitely head over there, read some of those blogs, and basically talk about the Bengals. But on fan side, you could pretty much look up any sort of content. So that, basically, that's where you can find me. You can follow me on Twitter at Back Row Bengals. So that's at Back Row Bengals on Twitter.
All right, awesome. One more time, Josh. Tell everybody where they can find you on social media, as well as the Back Row Cincinnati Bengals show, and any websites that you have. Let the listeners know that as well.
Absolutely. So on Twitter, you're going to be able to find me at Back Row Bengals. That's at Back Row Bengals on Twitter. Go to any sort of podcast, the Back Row Bengals show or the Back Row Cincinnati Bengals show. You can find my podcast there. Pretty much anywhere you can find podcasts. You can find my YouTube channel, which is Back Row Bengals. It's the same thing as my podcast. And then also you can find my blog on fansided.com. That's fansided.com. You just go in there, go to the NFL, go over to the Bengals side, and then you can find my blogs on the Bengals part. So I'll be over there, and then you can read all of the blogs from the Back Row Bengals show. So, but anyway, that's pretty much how you can find me.
Awesome, and you heard it from him again. He's Josh Miller, the host of the Back Row Cincinnati Bengals show. It's the podcast giving you the 411 happening currently with the NFL Cincinnati Bengals. Josh, again, it was great, my man. Thanks again, and if ever you want to come back on, feel free to let us know.
Ed, my guy, I'd love coming on. I can't wait to come on again, brother.
Awesome. Thanks again, man. We'll be back with more right after this.
In passing yards and passing touchdowns.
And Burrow with a first and 10, Mixon in the backfield, and he's hit off right out of the blocks that time by Washington, and a big-time hit in the secondary with the completion out to the 41-yard line. It's a gain of 10. And on that quick slant, they got Higgins. He's into the secondary and brought down by Bynes. First and 10, Baker Mixon moving up Burrow and down wide open. He's got Higgins again inside the 15. Through there. First and 10, outside they go. Uzama gets the ball. Again, Evans in the slot. On the outside, caught by Chase. Drilled by Clark. Was he in? At the 3, yes, sir, he was. There's a second down and 7. Nice block by Jonah Williams in downfield. Look at this. On the fly, Boyd, foot race. That is 6. Leaping into the end zone. 68-yard strike.
Celebrate this holiday season with Stella Rosa Wines and make sure you celebrate bigger than ever before. That means not only picking up your usual Stella Rosas, but also grabbing a few bottles of the full sparkling wines like Stella Rosa Black Lux and Moscato Rosé. Just like all Stella Rosa wines, they pair beautifully with any food, any crowd, and any jolly occasion. Pick up your Stella Rosa sparkling wines today.
Celebrate Stella Rosa.
Please celebrate respond.
The only thing better than grinding all night for your side hustle is your roommate picking you up with Mickey D's breakfast. The perfect pickup deal.
There's a deal for every morning at McDonald's.
Now enjoy a hot and spicy McChicken biscuit or sausage biscuit with hash browns for just $2. Price and participation may vary, cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
Need a last-second gift? Rethink it. The best gifts don't come with a price tag, and you can't buy them online. Patagonia and the Dirtbag Diaries present a 4-part podcast series about unique gifts that change lives and bring people together outside. Give used, give back, give knowledge, and get inspired. Listen to the best gift on the Dirtbag Diaries podcast on Spotify.
The only thing better than grinding all night for your side hustle is your roommate picking you up with Mickey D's breakfast. The perfect pickup deal.
There's a deal for every morning at McDonald's.
Now enjoy a hot and spicy McChicken biscuit or sausage biscuit with hash browns for just $2. Price and participation may vary, cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
Rosa wines already a favorite to enjoy. They're fun, they're flavored, always good to give and enjoy. And this season, they're helping you celebrate with something special. $500 for you after a hectic, crazy year. You could use it, but $500 also to give to anyone you want to. Maybe someone needs the extra boost right now. Enter to win it. Visit StellaRosaWines.com/wish. Must be 21 or older to enter. No purchase necessary. And please, celebrate responsibly.
Stella Rosa Wines is giving you another reason to celebrate this holiday season. You have the chance at winning $500 for yourself. And surprise a loved one of yours by giving them $500 of their own. Just text WISH to 60688 to enter. Must be 21 plus. Standard message and data rates apply. Please celebrate responsibly.
Celebrate Stella Rosa.
Celebrate this holiday season with Stella Rosa Wines and make sure you celebrate bigger than ever before. That means not only picking up your usual Stella Rosas, but also grabbing a few bottles of the full sparkling wines like Stella Rosa Black Lux and Moscato Rosé. Just like all Stella Rosa wines, they pair beautifully with any food, any crowd, and any jolly occasion. Pick up your Stella Rosa sparkling wines today.
Celebrate Stella Rosa.
Please celebrate responsibly.
Stella Rosa wines already a favorite to enjoy. They're fun, they're flavored, always good to give and enjoy. And this season, they're helping you celebrate with something special. $500 for you after a hectic, crazy year. You could use it, but $500 also to give to anyone you want to. Maybe someone needs the extra boost right now. Enter to win it. Visit StellaRosaWines.com/wish. Must be 21 or older to enter. No purchase necessary. And please, celebrate responsibly.
Celebrate this holiday season with Stella Rosa Wines and make sure you celebrate bigger than ever before. That means not only picking up your usual Stella Rosas, but also grabbing a few bottles of the full sparkling wines like Stella Rosa Black Lux and Moscato Rosé. Just like all Stella Rosa wines, they pair beautifully with any food, any crowd, and any jolly occasion. Pick up your Stella Rosa sparkling wines today.
Celebrate Stella Rosa.
Please celebrate responsibly. Celebrate this holiday season with Stella Rosa Wines and make sure you celebrate bigger than ever before. That means not only picking up your usual Stella Rosas, but also grabbing a few bottles of the full sparkling wines like Stella Rosa Black Lux and Moscato Rosé. Just like all Stella Rosa wines, they pair beautifully with any food, any crowd, and any jolly occasion. Pick up your Stella Rosa sparkling wines today.
Celebrate Rosa.
Please celebrate responsibly. Stella Rosa Wines is giving you another reason to celebrate this holiday season. You have the chance at winning $500 for yourself. And surprise a loved one of yours by giving them $500 of their own. Just text WISH to 60688 to enter. Must be 21 plus. Standard message and data rates apply. Please celebrate responsibly.
Celebrate Stella Rosa.
Stella Rosa Wines is giving you another reason to celebrate this holiday season. You have the chance at winning $500 for yourself. And surprise a loved one of yours by giving them $500 of their own. Just text WISH to 60688 to enter. Must be 21 plus. Standard message and data rates apply. Please celebrate responsibly.
Celebrate Stella Rosa.
Celebrate this holiday season with Stella Rosa Wines and make sure you celebrate bigger than ever before. That means not only picking up your usual Stella Rosas, but also grabbing a few bottles of the full sparkling wines like Stella Rosa Black Lux and Moscato Rosé. Just like all Stella Rosa wines, they pair beautifully with any food, any crowd, and any jolly occasion. Pick up your Stella Rosa sparkling wines today.
Celebrate Stella Rosa.
Please celebrate responsibly.
Celebrate this holiday season with Stella Rosa Wines and make sure you celebrate bigger than ever before. That means not only picking up your usual Stella Rosas, but also grabbing a few bottles of the full sparkling wines like Stella Rosa Black Lux and Moscato Rosé. Just like all Stella Rosa wines, they pair beautifully with any food, any crowd, and any jolly occasion. Pick up your Stella Rosa sparkling wines today.
Celebrate Stella Rosa.
Please celebrate responsibly. Celebrate this holiday season with Stella Rosa wines and make sure you celebrate bigger than ever before. That means not only picking up your usual Stella Rosas, but also grabbing a few bottles of the full sparkling wines like Stella Rosa Black Lux and Moscato Rosé. Just like all Stella Rosa wines, they pair beautifully with any food, any crowd, and any jolly occasion. Pick up your Stella Rosa sparkling wines today.
Celebrate Rosa.
Please celebrate responsibly.
Stella Rosa wines are already a favorite to enjoy. They're fun, they're flavored, always good to give and enjoy. And this season, they're helping you celebrate with something special. $500 for you after a hectic, crazy year. You could use it, but $500 also to give to anyone you want to. Maybe someone needs the extra boost right now. Enter to win it. Visit StellaRosaWines.com/wish. Must be 21 or older to enter. No purchase necessary. And please, celebrate responsibly.
At ADP, we understand the importance of building the right team and offer the data insights to help. Just as importantly, our AI technology helps you pay the team accurately. Grow stronger with ADP. HR, talent, time, and payroll.
Stella Rosa wines are already a favorite to enjoy. They're fun, they're flavored, always good to give and enjoy. And this season, they're helping you celebrate with something special. $500 for you after a hectic, crazy year. You could use it, but $500 also to give to anyone you want to. Maybe someone needs the extra boost right now. Enter to win it. Visit StellaRosaWines.com/wish. Must be 21 or older to enter. No purchase necessary. And please, celebrate responsibly.
Need a last-second gift? Rethink it. The best gifts don't come with a price tag, and you can't buy them online. Patagonia and the Dirtbag Diaries present a four-part podcast series about unique gifts that change lives and bring people together outside. Give used, give back, give knowledge, and get inspired. Listen to the best gift on the Dirtbag Diaries podcast on Spotify.
Celebrate this holiday season with Stella Rosa wines and make sure you celebrate bigger than ever before. That means not only picking up your usual Stella Rosas, but also grabbing a few bottles of the full sparkling wines like Stella Rosa Black Lux and Moscato Rosé. Just like all Stella Rosa wines, they pair beautifully with any food, any crowd, and any jolly occasion. Pick up your Stella Rosa sparkling wines today.
Celebrate Stella Rosa.
Please celebrate responsibly.
I was born legally blind. I've been in situations where all of the store clerks are just standing in a circle waiting for me to figure out where my card is.
If you're one of the millions of Americans who are blind or partially sighted, you might know the feeling too.
Which one is my credit card? Now I have to get somebody else to go through my cards to pick out this one.
Introducing a card designed for the blind and partially sighted. Touch Card by MasterCard. Three distinctly shaped notches help people feel the difference between types of cards. Circular for debit, square for credit, and triangular for prepaid.
This is wonderful.
Yeah, I'll be able to tell my cards apart.
Developed in partnership with IDEMIA, Vision Services for the Blind, and the Royal National Institute of Blind People, TouchCard is inclusive by design. Our goal is to make every MasterCard a TouchCard.
Just little things like that can go a long way as far as bringing independence to a blind person.
Just a little notch is huge progress.
Because a world designed for all of us is priceless.
All right, that's going to do it for another exciting edition of The Robinson Show. Once again, a big special thank you to Josh Miller, host of the Back Row Cincinnati Bengals Show. The podcast is dedicated to covering content related to the National Football League Cincinnati Bengals, giving us the insight on what's currently what's going on with the Bengals and everything happening in Cincinnati. Until next time, I'm Ed Robinson, and remember, put God first in everything you do, and you can't go wrong. Until next time, stick to the script. I'm out. Peace.
You never want to put all your eggs in one basket. But what if that basket is really, really big? With Safeway for You, you get a huge basket, big enough for personalized deals on things you like to buy and even a free treat on your birthday. You can earn rewards on nearly all purchases and redeem them for things like free groceries and discounts on gas. So go ahead and put all your eggs in one basket. Become a free Safeway for You member today. No purchase necessary. Download the Safeway Deals and Delivery app and feed your joy. Visit Safeway.com/4U for program details.
Here's the only sound that's tolerable when a migraine attack strikes. Nurtec ODT Remezepan 75 milligrams can provide migraine pain relief, which can help break the silence. Nurtec is the first and only medication proven to treat and prevent migraines in adults. Don't take if you're allergic to Nurtec. The most common side effects were nausea, stomach pain, and indigestion. For important safety, prescribing, and patient information, visit NURTEC.com.